Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Security and Assurance. Introduction. The issue of security and assurance involves spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6. A. The basis of eternal security. The subjects of security and assurance are closely tied together, and yet they are distinct. If one is a true believer in Christ, then they have eternal security in Christ, whether they realize it or not. Security is a doctrinal and positional matter. However, personal assurance, while based on the objective Word of God, also involves the element of that which is subjective and experiential. Our security as believers rests on the following. 1. The finished work of Christ. 2. The promise of God. 3. The nature of eternal life. Eternal life, by its very definition, can never end. To have eternal life is to share in the very life of God, which is eternal. It refers to both quantity and quality of life. Nowhere does the Bible teach that a person can be unborn. This is not possible in the physical realm or in the spiritual realm. If we are truly born again, then we have eternal life, which we can never lose. Eternal means eternal. For the nature of grace. Above all, the gospel we preach is a gospel of grace. It's all based on what Jesus in grace did for us on the cross. Our security is based purely upon the grace of God alone. B. The basis of assurance. Number 1, the Word of God is the basis of assurance. Number 2, false assurance. The Bible says to examine yourself and make sure you're in the faith. The devil promotes false assurance to the unbeliever and lack of assurance to the true believer. Real assurance is in accordance with the Word of God and is defined by what the Bible says is characteristic of true faith in Christ as Lord and Savior. Number 3, true assurance. In terms of assurance, there is both an internal dynamic and an external dynamic. In other words, there is both internal subjective evidence and also external objective evidence. Both are important because merely external evidence can be deceptive. In other words, people can be very outwardly religious or moralistic and yet not have their hearts changed. A. Internal subjective indicators. Number 1, the internal witness of the Spirit. Number 2, an internal obedience to the faith. Number 3, an internal true worshiper. 4, an internal love for Jesus. 5, an internal love of the brethren. 6, the internal new covenant ministry of the Spirit. 7, an internal new nature. And number 8, internal spiritual insight. B, external objective indicators. Number 1, obedience to Christ's commands. Number 2, a follower of Christ. A word of caution. While we are fruit inspectors, God alone knows the hearts of all people, and He alone is the final judge. Evidence of God's life within. The acid test is whether or not Jesus Christ really lives inside you or not. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the expectation is that there will be evidence of this in the life. Life is evidence of life. This is the biblical basis for assurance that we are truly in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do ye not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, indeed, you are disqualified. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.